You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
All right, Marie, the name of the game is Touchstone Trivia. I think it's a lot harder sounding than it really is. We've got three questions, three choices on your phone for each question. You just make the right call, no pun intended, and you will win, okay?
Okay.
All right, easy peasy. Here we go. 70% of house dust is made up of what? Press 1 for dead bug parts, 2 for dead skin flakes, or 3 for stuff from the outside.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow, she must be a scientist. I don't know how she knew that.
She had it. That dead skin flakes.
Wow.
See,
it's disturbing.
Marie, you're really good at this, and off the air, you were really trepidatious about playing this game. All right, question number two. Vermont and Virginia are the only states in which what is legal? Press 1 for shaving cats, press 2 for drinking gasoline, or press 3 for shooting at fish?
Wow.
Three fish shooting, yes.
You got it.
Oh.
You're on a roll. You got one more question to go. Let's see how you do with this. The original color of Coca-Cola was what? Press 1 for gray, 2 for green, or 3 for clear?
Can she see the answers through the phone?
I've never heard somebody
she be got it
so
right.
Good
2
at
for
this.
Green. That's just amazing stuff.
Well, congratulations, Marie. We are going to put your name on the guest list for Coyote Joe Saturday night. You can find your beach with Corona and Brett Young. Part of the Park Chevrolet Concert Series with Tierwine Soft Drink. We're also going to qualify you for the meet and greet and the special acoustic performance.
Great.
People always seem so surprised when they win Touchstone Trivia.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I wouldn't doubt that even you could win it.
Oh, thanks.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
So first off, I have to get this off my chest because as a lifelong Houston Astros fan.
Big night.
My first game in the Astrodome, I was 5 years old. It's only taken years since then to win a World Series. My team actually won the World Series last night.
And you had no faith. When it started last night, you were just doubting on them?
Because the Astros, look, between the Astros and the Houston Oilers, you have no idea how my heart was stomped on, twisted, and thrown in the can by those teams growing up. You have no idea.
I have no idea, no. But I believed in them more than you did. But I'm happy.
No one is happier than the shortstop of the Houston Astros, Carlos Correa. If you missed this, okay, no sooner does the guy win the World Series than he pulls out a rock roughly the size of the state of Texas.
That was Rockefeller Center ice rink.
Gets down on one knee in front of his girlfriend, a former Miss Texas.
It's everything and more, man. It's everything and more. It's one of the biggest steps of my life, one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. And right now I'm about to take another big step in my life. Daniela Rodriguez, you make me the happiest man in the world. Will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
Yes?
Yes. And she attacks him.
Thank goodness she said yes.
So not only does he win the World Series, not only does he win the hand in marriage, but he made out with the former Miss Texas on national TV. Winner.
It's probably a pretty good night for him.
No one's had a better night.
I don't think he's going to be able to write anything better. But when he has his children, of course, that'll be better.
But it got me to thinking, okay, most of the time, when you're getting engaged, you have an idea you're getting engaged, right?
Some people do. Other people are quite surprised.
But I would think that this girl, although she probably figured we're probably getting married somewhere down the line.
She looked pretty shocked.
Well, you wouldn't think that in the middle of the celebration of the biggest night of his career, he would take a pause and propose to you at that moment.
He knew what he was doing. He won a lot of points that way.
Completely caught by surprise. 704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. Has anyone been caught completely by surprise at the proposal?
I have been asked me over the phone when he was overseas, and the reason why I called him is his mother's birthday, and he didn't remember that, so I sent her flowers. But it was about 30 minutes into the conversation, and he asked me if I wanted to get hogtied.
Did you know what he meant by that?
He's pretty crazy. So I said, on two conditions. And he said, what's that? And I said, you asked my dad for my hand in marriage. And he said, well, what if I want all your parts? I said, do not say that to my dad. And the other part was that he didn't travel anymore for work, which he said he agreed to that, but that it didn't work out that way. But now we're married 20 years, he's retired, and it's a good life.
What if I had asked you, because that's all I could think of, what if I had asked you, hey, you want to get hogtied?
I'd be like, is that legal in this state?
We took a vacation to Myrtle Beach, and we were walking the shore at night picking up seashells. She was walking in front of me, and I had the only flashlight, and I bent down and picked up a shell and was like, who is this one, a keeper? And she turned around. I was like, I don't know. I can't see. And then, boom, she saw the ring.
So wait a minute. You slid the ring in a shell?
Yeah.
In the dark on the beach.
I had the only flashlight, so she was like, what? Shine the light. So I did it, and she turned around and was like, oh, wow. And then, yeah.
Oh, good. She said yes.
Okay, so she said yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't drop it in the dark. You would have never found it.
Well, not only that, but I thought when she said, I can't see, like the diamond was so small, you were going to get a no.
Yeah, I'm calling about being completely surprised when you're proposed to.
Yeah, what happened?
So I won the trip a day in May last year.
Uh-huh.
You guys flew me out to San Diego, and I got to have a meet and greet with Jason Aldean.
Wonderful.
Shake his hand, turn around to walk away, and my boyfriend, well, my fiance now, was down on one knee.
Oh, I thought we were talking with Jason Aldean's new wife.
Yeah.
And you were going to tell me that he proposed to you, and that really would have been a surprise.
Yeah, I would have ran away. You wouldn't be hearing from me right now.
Talking about these proposals that just came out of the blue, complete surprise.
We were going to the Biltmore, and that day, I guess she was in a bad mood or something, and she was arguing with me all day. And in the back of my mind, I knew she was going to regret everything she was getting mad at me about. I knew it. So she was hollering at me once, and she was doing something. I can't remember what we were fighting about. But she turned around like she's going to walk away, and as soon as she turned around, I got down on my knees, and I had my father-in-law in the background with the camera. And I was like, wait a minute, turn around. And she turned around, she's like, what now? And then when she turned around, I had the ring, and then her mood completely changed for the rest of the day. She was like, I'm so sorry. You're the best fiancé ever. Yes, I love you. And she was like, I've been mean to you all day, and you're going to pull this on me. It's kind of rude, but whatever.
My bad. I love that. I know it's kind of rude, but whatever.
This all got started. Carlos Correa, who is the shortstop of the now world champion Houston Astros, not only won the World Series last night, but won the hand in marriage of a former Miss Texas that he proposed to on the field.
With the biggest ring I've ever seen.
And totally, I mean, she was caught by surprise.
Yeah.
She in no way, shape, or form expected a proposal on this, the biggest night of his career.
Yeah, I was just watching it again. She leapt out of her seat over something to get to him and grabbed him.
What, with the size of that rock, wouldn't you have jumped?
Yeah.
You'd have leaped tall buildings in a single bound. One more, hi.
Hello. I don't know whether or not I can say this on the radio, but I'll tell you anyway, okay?
Okay.
When my ex and proposed to me, he was sitting on the commode, and he proposed to me, and I said yes, but I should have known he was full of that. Because that's exactly what my marriage turned out to be, a bunch of
yeah, that's not a real good start, honestly.
No, it's not.
More music.
More music.
More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC. What if he proposes to you on the commode, but the ring is the size of the one Carlos Correa gave out?
There'll have to be some negotiations. It's still a poor choice. Yeah, we've been talking about proposals. Now we go back to the dating phase. More than one-fifth of women do not mention what on a first date?
More than a fifth of women do not mention what on a first date? What are we talking about here? Once again, we're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Hey, I gotcha.
Hey.
How about the X?
The X. No, not it. Although we don't recommend that.
Yeah, it's a good idea to stay away from that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. The smartest person in the QC?
Yes, more than a fifth of women do not mention what on a first date?
Well, can I have two answers?
Oh, sure. Why not? I'm in a good mood.
Okay. Well, the first one is your age.
Your age. And the second?
If you have children or not.
Dang. Children, easily the most popular answer.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Is it money?
More than a fifth of women do not mention money on the first date. No, that is not it.
Thanks.
Y'all want to try to guess the question?
Go for it.
Would it be your family members?
Don't mention her family.
That's probably a wise decision.
Yeah, for some women, it's a good thing if you keep those things completely in the dark.
Yeah, for as long as possible.
Is it sex?
Sex. I always like it when women get quiet with that word. No, that's not it. What was that movie?
They say it in the same tone they would say prison.
What was that movie?
St.
Elmo's Fire. St. Elmo's Fire.
Yes. Some words that you find too offensive to say out loud, you have to whisper.
Another thing about that movie, no way does Rob Lowe mess around with that frumpy chick. That's not happening, ever.
Well, let's think we can dream.
Okay, I'm off the subject. Hi.
Yes, I got an answer for you.
More than a fifth of women do not mention what on a first date?
Their salary.
Interesting perspective. I hadn't gotten that answer yet. That's good.
It's something they have around the house. Something they may have lurking or stalking around the house.
Want to check on your smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, more than one-fifth of women do not mention what on a first date?
Medical conditions.
But that's a good thing. That would be a buzzkill, ladies. Don't bring up your ailments.
No one should.
No, we don't want to hear about that.
Hey, I want to submit an answer for a smartest person in the QC.
More than a fifth of women do not mention what on a first date?
Is it going to be their pets or their animals?
More specific.
Dog or cat.
Cat is what we were looking for.
The fact that they own a cat, they're going to keep a secret.
Yeah. Hmm. That's probably a good thing because you don't want to find out that the hot chick you're with is actually crazy cat lady. So I would keep that as quiet as you can.
Did I really just win?
Yes.
Holy
Who is this?
My name is Matthew Mossell, and I'm from Lincolnton. I'm a fireman down here in Lincoln County.
And you know what else you are today?
I am the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by KFC. Get the classic fried chicken taste with a $10 chicken share. KFC, it's still finger-licking good.
Naughty gossip and WGN claim a Chicago man shot himself in the man zone in October after robbing two people on the city's south side. The 19-year-old gunman took a cell phone, took wallets and cash before running off. Then as he was fleeing, he accidentally shot himself where the sun don't shine. He was taken to the hospital. Charges are now pending. Unfortunately for him, that's not the only thing that's pending at this point.
Bless him.
After a noise woke up Juliet Jarvis in the middle of the night, the middle-aged British woman discovered her 30-year-old son asleep on the floor of her walk-in closet. Oh, what are you doing there? She thought it was weird, but decided, oh, I'll let him sleep. Even put a pillow under his head. Now, keep in mind, she's identified this guy
as her 30-year-old
as her son.
Okay.
Like, come from my womb.
Yes.
I raised you, son.
I would think moms know their sons.
The next morning, Juliet was downstairs when her husband came down and mentioned that there was a naked guy upstairs with a partially painted face from a Halloween celebration. It turned out it was a guy who'd stumbled into the wrong house after the party. Juliet said she was puzzled how she mistook the stranger for her son, as am I.
Mm-hmm.
But she was also impressed with the stranger's manners, because when he stumbled into their house in the middle of the night, he took off his muddy shoes and the clothes he was wearing.
It's either manners or he's kind of sick.
The stranger wasn't sure how he got so muddy, and I guess how he got into the house, but the Jarvises thought, well, he's a nice guy. And then they gave him a ride home a couple of miles away. I don't even know where to start with this.
There's a lot of holes in that story.
One of my favorite parts of the story is how nonchalant the guy was coming downstairs.
Yeah, the husband, oh, by the way, did you see the naked guy in her closet? As a matter of fact, I did. I thought it was our son. Okay, I have to leave you now.
Excuse me, dear. There's a naked man in our closet. And is that bacon I'm smelling, baby?
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.